Nothing heard. I was too busy trying to think about running the net. Didn't have a chance to think about complaining about how what a pain it was to reprogram my DMR or configure my DMR radio to use the other repeaters. And back to the programming software, or actually, it wasn't really the programming software. It was more like Windows and the cable, and the radio all would only talk about one out of every about 10 times I tried to connect it up. So first time I tried to load the config in, it happened right away. But the second time, it wouldn't see that the radio was connected, and I tried that about five more times and gave up and walked away for a while and tried it like a couple more times, and last time it finally connected again because I neglected to set the color for the receivers on the various repeaters when I made the configuration of the new repeaters, which I don't know why they call it color, because it's basically just a visual code to tell the repeater to open up the repeater in the same way that a analog tone does. But anyhow, that's what it was. I had to load it a second time because I forgot to do that the first time through, and the radio didn't seem to have a way to change that from the form panel, but they didn't have a way to restore that. Anyhow, this is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday night message close with the four check-ins with night control. Looks like a time of 11 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to U of M Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU and all these USYs that are seeing it.